M-E-N, M, whatever it is, but,
What number you said we in?
We're in, we're Psalm 119, starting in verse 9-7, and this Hebrew word here is M-E-M, mem, and this word means chaos and blood. Think about this, 13. How many of y'all, before y'all were born again, maybe a little bit superstitious? Anybody? No. I'll tell you what happened to me when I was a young man. I bought a new car, the first new car I ever bought, a 78 Chevrolet. And back in the day, these things come with a 12,000 mile warranty. Well, here it was on a Friday the 13th. And I was working evening shift, but I woke up and a garbage truck had run on my dog. And I went, well, thank God. And I got up, buried my dog. And anyway, got time to go to work. And my car, brand new car, well, it had 13,000 miles, just turning 13,000 miles, went out of warranty. And I pulled out of the driveway and dropped a rod. Engine gone. And I'm thinking, you know, this young man, I'm just thinking Friday 13th, you know, and all this stuff. But in the scriptures, we're going to see, you know, and you ever thought about these gangs, MS-13, yeah, stuff like that, how they adopt evil, adopts this number, whatever. And it's a good number because over in the book of Revelation, in the 13th chapter, mm-hmm, you will see Satan come to power. That's when he, or the Antichrist, he comes to power. Then the 13th chapter, mm-hmm, of Revelation. Mm-hmm. And if you notice, Thurston, what you just told us was out of Numbers 13, mm-hmm, about the 12 spies. Yeah. And these 12 spies, you know, 10 of them, you know, they missed it, didn't they?
Yeah.
You know, and you think about it, and there's probably all in all some pretty sharp boys, I mean, them to be leaders and all,
yeah,
but they missed it. And we're going to see how they missed it today. The Bible says, what, lean not on your own understanding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in all your ways acknowledge him.
Yeah.
So that's where these 10 guys missed it. They leaned on their own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
They saw themselves as grasshoppers, and that's where they missed it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, here in, we'll start in verse Psalms 119, 97, maybe. It says, oh, how I love thy law. Man, that's the key thing right here to this. We'll see in a minute. Or we say word, oh, how I love thy word. It is my meditation all the day.
Mm-hmm.
Thou through thy commands has made me wiser than my enemies. They say wiser than my enemies, mm-hmm, for they are ever with me. You know, the word had you overcome the enemy, won't I?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see how to here in a minute. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. He didn't say he had more wisdom. He said he had more understanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good. That's a good point you're bringing out.
Mm-hmm. He says, I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts, or because I keep your instructions.
Mm-hmm.
I have refrained my feet from evil way. Listen to this. Keep this in mind, I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from your judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts or instruction, listen to this, this is key here. Through your instructions, I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. You know, a part of loving God too is to hate evil.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's good.
And to hate false way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this young man, he talks about understanding. And how many of us over years we've seen ministries fall, you know, maybe, yep, adultery or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it says a man that commits adultery, has what? A lack of understanding. So understanding is a good way to find the enemy.
Yeah.
Understanding. And we're going to see that in Proverbs here. And let's turn to Proverbs chapter 2. And we're just going to kick out of range. I got time right quick. He says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide commandments, my commandments with thee," ain't that kind of how that started off a bit ago? "So thou shalt incline thy ear into wisdom and apply your heart to understanding." All three scriptures you'll find wisdom and understanding, right? They're like peanut butter and jelly. I mean, they're just, they go with each other. "Yea, if thou wilt Christ after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding." Look here. Understanding's got a what? A voice.
A voice.
A voice. "If thou seek her as silver and searches her for hidden treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of the saints. Then thou shalt understand righteousness, judgment, equity, and every good path. When wisdom enters into thy heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee and understanding shall keep thee." And it goes on, I won't read the rest of it, but it keeps you from evil. Keeps you from evil men, evil women, you know. And but understanding keeps us from evil. Now, it said something about understanding having a voice here. You know, James tells us, if any man lacks wisdom, ask of God. And God will give it to him. He said, "I'll give it to you liberally and won't hold it back from you." But let's look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Let's look at starting verse 14. It says, "Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." We want to be wise, don't we? "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is."
Yes.
Now, what is the will of the Lord? "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking, you know, we're going back to understanding and having a voice, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ."
That's good.
You know, understanding, I get to you in but understanding is from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Everything we need is from the Spirit. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, you know, those seven, Holy Spirit, everything, you know.
So you're saying it's already on the inside of us. We got to renew our mind to it so we can draw it out.
Yes.
Everything we need is on the inside of us.
Amen.
Fully loaded. We got the kingdom.
Amen.
It was his pleasure to give us the kingdom.
Amen.
You know, think about it. Somebody giving you a kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we get gifts sometimes and we just get so, elated over it, you know. Somebody gave, this was a gift and, I didn't know nothing about, you know, and I looked at the tag on there, I said, oh my, you know, but somebody gives you a kingdom, You know, it was a man that did something very great for a man over there in Arab or somewhere over in, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, what can I do for you? He asked the man, what can I do for you? The man said, just, I play golf, just buy me a set of golf. When he came back to the United States, somebody called him and told him, he was thinking he just had a set of golf, you know, the man was just going to,
yeah.
Had the whole golf club, bought him a whole golf club. Not just the equipment to play with, but the whole, he went, I wasn't really, I was just saying, you know, I play golf and, you know, if you, but he gave us the whole kingdom. Mm-hmm. See, inside the golf club is the golf, the everything that he need to mm-hmm. enjoy golf. Mm-hmm. In the kingdom, there's everything. Yeah. He said, I've given you, individual, you, the kingdom. But sometimes we can't get that kingdom mind there because it's the invisible kingdom we can't see.
Can I share a little personal testimony?
Go ahead, brother.
Thank you for that. I'll go back to James. Bible says, if a man lacks wisdom, ask the Lord. And over the past year or so, I've endeavored, I wrote this go down from my first year ago, seeking first the kingdom. I never do that, but as I commute to work, I have a 50-minute ride to work morning, and I pray in the spirit, you know, going to work, and I doing that, you know, the Bible says when you ask God, He'll give. But I noticed when asking of Him, I pray in the spirit more. I pray in the spirit more. Yeah. And a lot of times going to work, I'd find myself in tears, just crying. Because as I was meditating on Him, as I was praying too, He would show me things in the Word. And it would just be marvelous things.
Oh, wow.
Heart would just melt. And a lot of times before I get to work, I just tell the Lord, you got to quit. Because when I get to work, I've been having a fight with my wife or something. Because, I'd just be boo-booing. But I guess what I'm saying, though, if you ask God for wisdom, you're going to find yourself praying in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And He's going to reveal Himself.
Yes, He will. Yeah.
And that knowledge, what cries out. I was wondering why I was crying. Uh-huh. Because what He was showing me, that knowledge.
It's so beautiful.
Uh-huh. It's beautiful.
That devil.
Yeah. He'll tell you who He really is rather than most people. The only thing they know about God is what they see on TV or in movies.
Yeah.
I was just going to read the last thing He told me. Like I said, He said, if it's worth me saying it, it's worth you writing it down.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Because now that I'm retired, I was thinking about going back to college. I wanted that master's. I wanted that doctorate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pride. He says, wisdom comes from above, not colleges and school. It is the right of every Christian. Seek it, embrace it, cherish it, covet it sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
Can anything trump love? No. Love is the fuel that created the universe.
Yeah.
A loveless universe is a dead universe. Love always forgives immediately, and you will stay in love's path if you do it.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
So, that's good.
Yeah.
I just thought about, love is the fuel for the universe. That's why He created it for us,
mm-hmm.
out of love. And He keeps telling me over, He told me again this morning, tell my people that I love them.
Yeah.
Tell my people that I love them. Because, you know, when you're not in love, you're in fear. There's kind of no in between there.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived a lot of my life in fear because I just didn't know Him well. I didn't know Him as a loving Father. I grew up in the Baptist church, and He was that person waiting for you to make a mistake so He could put the hammer down on your head.
Zap you, girl.
Zap you, right? So,
hold the line.
Exactly.
Hold that line.
And the last thing in the Passion Translation, 5:1 Ephesians, be imitators of God in everything you do, for then you will represent your Father as His beloved sons and daughters.
Amen.
So people want, the people that are depending on TV and movies to know God, if you're that walking epistle, they'll learn a lot more about God just watching you.
Amen.
Brother Charles, I'm going to ask you to pray and let Miss Mary come in.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for a fresh anointing on each teacher. Use them mighty and mighty every Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Bring it.
Girl, I'm excited about God's word. And somebody said, you're not excited.
Got something good because you're bright and sparkly this morning.
You know, in the communion class this morning, I took apostle place and I taught on in the communion class discerning the Lord's body, how to do it, and I'm not going to teach that right now, but I'm going to teach on the blood of Jesus. Paul said many are sick, many die, many, because we don't discern the Lord's body. And we need to know how to do it. Okay, I'm just impressed to go there just for a few minutes. I'm not going to tarry that long because we really went into depth in the first class. Let's go to Mark 7 and 26. This lady is going to show us how to discern the Lord's body. Mm-hmm. Mark 7 and 26. It's so important. The Lord's Supper is going to be such a table for his children. He's prepared it for his children. And it's something we need to come to and understand and have good table manners at his table. Praise God. Learn about the table of God. Mm-hmm. You know, even David in his time, the reason he advanced so much, he knew about the table of the Lord. He said, that prepares a table. He was talking about communion. He was talking about the Lord's Supper. He was talking about, that prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Mm-hmm. And my cup run over.
Yeah.
Oh, in 119 Psalm, he said that cup is the cup of salvation. He was so much advanced. Let's go to Mark 7 and 26, though. The woman was a Greek, Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said to him, yes, Lord, yet dogs under the table eat of the children's crumb. She just said, Master, make me a house dog. Mm-hmm. Make me a house dog. I get the crumb. Now she discerned his body. She said a crumb of his body had power in it.
Mm-hmm.
To get the devil out of her daughter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now when we took communion this morning, Apostle did not give y'all a crumb. He gave y'all a generous portion of the body. Of the bread. Mm-hmm. You don't have to record right now because I talked this early. Record. I'm going to get into my lesson in a minute. Okay. He gave y'all a generous portion. You didn't have to get under the table. I don't care how many children Jesus, when he prepared the table, he prepared it for all of his children. And he's always putting out another seat for anyone else that's coming to the table. Amen. That his children. You don't have to go under the table. But this lady went under the table and got a crumb. Said it's enough power in that crumb. She was, what was she doing? She was discerning the Lord's body by saying it was enough just in a crumb. The power in the oh, that a preach. The power of a crumb. If we could just get that in our mind, just a but he don't want y'all that way. He wants his children at the table with him. He said, I'm not going to eat it no more until the kingdom is fulfilled. Well, the kingdom is fulfilled. It's here. So he's eating it with you again. And we could get so much from the table. We just talking about the bread. He said, discern the Lord's body, not the blood. We hadn't made it to the blood yet. But if you just learn how to discern the Lord's body. Now, she discerned the Lord's body that the crumb was enough for her. And if I eat that, I mean, if I take that, my daughter going to be here. And Jesus replied to her this way. By this saying, just for what you said, your daughter's here. By your discernment of my body, your daughter is healed. I send healing to her because you discern my body. You discern the crumb. Children, you're at the table. You don't have to discern the crumbs. But what would the bread do? I'm way over my time because I got to get into my lesson today. Okay? My lesson today, and I didn't finish saying everything that she said that showed how she discerned his body, but that's a little snippet of it. Okay, now I'm getting into my lesson today that I am assigned to teach right now, is that the blood still speaks. We're going to go over into the book of Hebrew. Let's just start back there. Hebrew 12 and 24. Y'all going to need to track with me this morning because I've taken up some of my time. Hebrew 12 and 24. This is my backdrop scripture. This is, we're going to move to Genesis, but this is a backdrop scripture, and I want you to, we're going to discuss it more. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better thing than that of Abel. What the writer is saying here is saying Jesus is the covenant of the new blood. And it speaks better things than that of Abel. We're going to go back to Genesis and we're going to study the story of Abel and Cain. Now the blood of Abel said it was speaking revenge, it was speaking justice, you know. But not the blood of Jesus. It was speaking mercy. It was speaking something quite different. Let's go to the fourth chapter of Genesis. And we're going to read about two brothers. Now, I'm not saying this, but most people think that they were twins because it tells at the same time what they did and all. But I am not saying that. And let me tell you about the book of Hebrews. Yeah, I'm looking at time, so I'm skipping back and forth. The book of Hebrews is such a great commentary for the book of Leviticus. If you want a good commentary for the book of Leviticus, I always remember the book of Hebrews is that commentary. Okay, the fourth chapter of Genesis. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I've gotten a man child from the Lord. The reason she said, expressing she got a man child, because of what the word of God says will happen because when they ate from the tree, he told them, said, he's going to get a man that was going to bruise the head of the serpent. And so that's the reason she was saying, oh, I got him, this one gonna bruise the head of the serpent. She got the man child. She got what, you know, it was said in the earlier chapter that this was gonna bruise the, oh, we got the answer now. We won't have to keep dealing with the toiling and the things that the, and the pain and this, because I got that man child that was promised in the promised child. And you're going to see all the way down through Genesis through the New Testament, when women had a man child, they thought, hey, I got him. I got the one. And it was no surprise to Mary when the angel told you, you're going to have a son, you're going to name his name Jesus. She knew what all that was about. Everybody was expecting to have that man child, that one that's going to, you know, deliver them, gonna bring them, you know, that promised Messiah, you know. But here, Eve thought she had it. She said, I got him. I got that man child. But she didn't. We're going to find out. And she bare again his brother, Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. See, it tells both of their what they did in life. One kept sheep and the other one was a tiller of the ground. Now, let me just go on with this. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel to his offering. Now, you may say, well, these boys didn't know about the blood. They did, because their mom and daddy had messed up and Jesus had to slay an animal blood. So they knew.
They had to be clothed with that animal too.
Huh?
They had to be clothed with that animal too.
Yeah, they knew. I mean, it's here. It doesn't tell you in detail that they knew, but they knew. And Abel, he also brought, okay, but unto Cain, to his offering, he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and countenance fell. I mean, you can see it all in his countenance. You know, when a person get mad and you see it in his countenance, that person is an angry person. When it comes out in the face, just know that murder is there, anger, anything could happen. When you start seeing it on the face, you better, because anything could happen from that facial expression. Most people kind of hide their anger, just kind of, you know, calm it down. Their countenance don't show it all the time. They can be angry, they can be, you know, but when it starts showing on your countenance, trust me, that's an angry man, angry enough to kill.
It was wrapped in jealousy too, which is dangerous.
There you go. Very good, very good. So we see these two brothers here, and you could say, well, he's a tiller of the ground. He could not have brought God a sheep. Yes, he could. He could have traded with his brother. Or his brother would have given. You know, it said, I'm not going to go that deep in that teaching there.